Okay, how does this work?
Well, you put the wet clothes in the dryer, you close the door, and you wait.
Laundry day is a very dangerous day.
Hey, hey.
Laundry together.
Yeah. Can we start the podcast like that?
Yeah, let's just start it. I want to, first of all, again, I want to welcome myself back.
Again.
Because you decided to kick me out last week and you talked a bunch of shit.
You didn't even listen to it.
I did.
You
and
didn't know.
Welcome back me,
Cricket.
The heart of the show.
Cricket. The heart? More like the asshole.
Actually, no, you're right. The brain of the show.
More like the asshole. Like
the editor,
whole of the show.
The setupper. The thinker. The fucking genius. Oh, God, you're so good.
You're not, if you're a genius, you're not supposed to call yourself a genius.
Well, I am a different type of genius.
Yeah, you're not a genius. That's a different type.
All right, listen.
Say.
I want to be positive this episode. No
new
fighting.
New year, new podcast.
I guess.
New year, new positivity, James.
I'm always positive. You're the negative one.
What? I know you didn't just really
no,
just
I'm
say that.
Super
with
negative.
Face.
It's so
true. Exactly. Don't
I'm
ever
sorry.
Say that again.
You're right.
I try to be positive. You just like or was like no, wrong.
I'm just realist more than I am either pessimist or optimist. Just realist.
Yeah, real. Be real. That's what everybody should be though.
It's like my
if you were here for the last podcast, I said all that already, so.
Oh, sorry. Like somebody fucking kicked me out.
You want to act like a little.
Be positive.
I'm not being negative. I'm just
yes, you
speaking
are.
Facts. Like, those are just the truth.
So, what's up?
Sup at you.
Nothing.
Okay. Why are you so salty? What's up? Nothing. What's new with you? Why don't you take over the show? I don't know. You act like you're the fucking genius over here. You're the brains of the operation. So make it work. Make it twerk. Talk.
What's new with me?
Yeah, what's new with you?
But
what,
you know,
what are you up to?
You know what I'm up
yeah,
to.
Yeah, but they don't know.
This is,
like,
listen,
what are you up to? What's new in your jiu-jitsu? What's new in your life? What's new in Fortnite?
I haven't been.
You know, there's so much going on with you that you don't have time to do this. So why don't you explain yourself?
I haven't been to jiu-jitsu in a while because I was sick. I'm still sick. I think it was the flu because it's been like 2 weeks. Fortnite's going great, although I'm fucking awful. I still haven't gotten better. I'm good on the phone, but that doesn't count. And that's my life.
That's it.
Yeah.
I got sick. I'm playing Fortnite. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is why he can't keep up with the podcast, because he got sick one time and he's playing Fortnite. That's why. So just so you all have a good understanding of what I'm going through over here.
Positivity.
Huh?
Positivity.
Peace, love, and positivity.
Yeah.
Is what logic always says.
That's it. Especially between partners. We should be positive.
I'm not being positive. I'm just not being, you know, I'm just not.
Yeah.
Sucking you know?
Yeah, I gotcha.
So, just hop off me. How about that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's new? What's up in the world? What's going on? What are people talking about nowadays?
I don't know. What do you got?
I don't know, but we gotta do something about these creaky ass steps. It's just like
this whole house makes noise, and I'm pretty sure you can hear it everywhere.
The whole house speaks.
I know.
Like every step says, "Yo, what up? What are you doing?" It's like the stress. They've been through a lot.
Plus the water. Every time somebody flushes the toilet, I'm pretty sure you could hear it.
Oh, it goes through the whole house.
Oh, I know.
Like, you hear the shit just, like, flopping through the pipes. Like, yeah, here we go. We're going for it. Okay, so on a more serious note, we missed a lot of things that have happened.
I know. It's been a while.
Can we talk about Black Panther, even though neither of us have seen it?
Then we can't.
Are we allowed to talk about it?
Well, we can't talk about it if we haven't seen it.
Okay, well, there's just a few things I want to touch on real quick. Wakanda Forever, and it's the number one tweeted about movie of all time, with like 235 million tweets about this movie. So there's that.
What is Wakanda?
It's the place? Isn't it like a place in Africa?
I don't know.
Coop?
Yes.
It is?
Of the movie? In the movie?
Of the movie.
Yes. Not the activists.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's not a real place.
It's not a real place.
All right.
No, it's like where they're supposed to be at,
yeah,
though.
It's pretty dope. They have the most technology in the world. It's they vibranium is the element that crashed from space.
Right? Okay, you're gonna ruin it because we haven't seen it, so don't.
You
don't
can't
start.
Ruin it. It's
no, we haven't. It's really hard for us to see movies.
You can't ruin it.
We literally cannot see any movie. The last movie we saw, I think, was like, what did we see last?
I know, it's fucked up.
We're not even talking about it. We're just touching on the popularity of it. We don't have that time. is that all people are talking about? Black Panther? I feel like it's old news now, so now it's cool to see it now. Because we tried to see it like 3 times and it was sold out.
You can't have a podcast about wanting to see it. It's too late for that.
It's definitely, no, but that's
yeah.
That's what we do, though. We're so behind on everything, on news, on current events. Like, we're way behind. So that's the thing. You don't get it because you don't listen. So it's fine. But yeah, I think we should.
I think it was the highest grossing for
highest
Superhero
grossing.
2.
Will it will it win awards? No.
No.
Probably not. Too many black people. Too many black people. That they're.
It's not even just superhero movies in general don't win anything ever, right?
Didn't Dark Knight win something?
Oh, maybe.
Back in the day?
Maybe.
That won, like, best makeup or best costume. Or I don't know. It won something. It might have won, like, some bigger awards. I just don't remember.
Maybe
but
Heath
was
Ledger was probably nominated.
Why? Because he died?
He was good in that movie.
Yeah, no. I don't think it would be nominated, even though it's probably, like, the most successful movie of 2018.
Let's see if I can find it illegally tonight.
No, I want to support the movie and pay for it, even though I only pay for children's tickets. Don't tell anybody that.
That's true.
That's a life hack. When you buy a movie ticket on the machine or, like, on your phone, just buy a children's ticket. They don't check. Trust.
Sometimes, they like, if you have a heart of checking the tickets, they do. Well, they'll look at you like, you know.
Nah, never. I've been doing it for years. I've been doing it for probably like 10 years. Nobody has ever checked me. No one's ever been like, I've gone to rated R movies with a children's ticket and they never said anything.
So weird.
They asked for my ID and then they were like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't, whatever. It happens. So.
When are you guys going to finally see Black Panther?
When it's not cool anymore to see it.
I don't know, but.
There's too much hype.
When
I
we have time,
around
when
a lot
we have
of
like a minute.
Yeah, and when we have a minute. We haven't even had time to do the podcast, let alone see a movie. Oh, God.
Should we announce our other one on here?
Wakanda Forever.
The new movie's going to be out before you guys see Black.
That's
probably
true.
Yeah, I know.
That's how it always
sure.
is for
That's
us.
That's how it is.
We just watch everything on Fire Stick now.
Yeah. If it's not on Amazon Fire Stick, like Netflix torrented or whatever, I don't see it.
Yeah, the problem with the Black Panther, I don't think they have any good copies.
Yeah, it's not gonna be, and it's not gonna be like streamable for a while. I think, like
yeah.
I know Shape of Water and all those.
It's making too
ones.
Much money right now.
Yeah, well, like why would they stream it?
Right.
Who's gonna buy it is the question. What streaming network is gonna buy it? Amazon.
I don't know. That's a good question. Probably Amazon.
Amazon will probably get it first.
Amazon's got some good shit. Some good shows too.
No, the shows are whack.
Sneaky Pete.
I never watched that.
It's a good one.
Oh, wait. So, I know we talked about it by ourselves, but, and with our realtor, but Toys R Us is, like, dead ass going out of business. I thought it was just, a Facebook trend thing that they were just saying. And then the CEO of the company or some shit, he just fucking died, like, the other day.
Yeah. I went there.
To Toys R Us?
Yeah.
No,
yep.
They didn't.
Yep. Amazon and all those
and the
online
toys
websites.
Are whack. And the toys, it's not like how they used to be where like new toy releases were like all the fad, like new things are coming out. It's just like.
It is kind
like
of depressing.
Dumbest things. They don't have anything like worth getting anymore.
I used to love going there when I was like 12 or 10.
The only memory of Toys R Us will be the song.
Yeah.
What's the song? What was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The best. It's really depressing.
It's so depressing.
How did the guy die?
I'm surprised it stayed around this long with I was going to say Netflix, with Amazon, the popularity of Amazon. I mean, the past couple Christmases, who was shopping at, they were outsourcing the toys.
Amazon is just taking over the world,
yeah.
Honestly.
Everything's going out of business because of Amazon.
They're doing groceries now, right to your door.
They should just make an Amazon store, because then Amazon competing with Amazon. I mean, people who still want to shop in store, like old people. I don't know. I buy everything I need online. I rarely buy anything in store anymore because I cannot be bothered with people.
You could buy anything on Amazon, literally. Everything. And it's in your doorstep in like a day. Sometimes in the city, it's same day.
And then have you seen them take a picture of the package on your doorstep?
Yeah.
And it's like,
genius.
Yeah, we dropped your shit off. It's right here. Don't try to play us.
Yeah, now when it's taken away, it's not their problem.
Yeah, so.
Awesome. Yeah, Amazon's going to take over the world.
And the return policy is like unparalleled. I had a faulty pop socket. I told you. I had a faulty pop socket. I requested to return it for a refund. I got the refund before I even put it in the mail.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I still put it in the mail because it's fucked up if you don't send it back. But
yeah, because usually it's like 5 to 7 days for a refund.
Yeah, it was like I requested the return, and then the next day I checked my thing, and it was, they had already processed the refund. I was like, okay.
Amazon's on their shit, that's for sure.
They're on their shit. But it's sad. I mean, Toys R Us yesterday, I went yesterday because they're having their big, you know, closeout sale. Everything must go. Mind you, everything's only 10% off, so suck a dick, Toys R Us. They're still trying to get their money. But
trying to make something on the way out.
It was more packed. It was like Christmas packed in the 90s there yesterday. Like, it was so packed wall to wall. People just grabbing shit, running, pushing people. It was absurd.
Wait, how'd the CEO die?
He was old as fuck. He was like 93. Damn. Was he the CEO, Coop, or what was he? He was like, bye. Cannot be bothered. Oh, the sound of me drinking water just sounded really gross. Can we cut that?
Don't do it on there, that's for sure.
I'm so thirsty. Yeah, so RIP.
Fuck 'em.
Oh,
honestly.
Shit. Yeah, fuck big corporations, right? Right?
Toys R Us.
Right?
What, Amazon or Toys R Us?
Everyone. Fuck them all. Fuck all the corporations, you know?
Well, I don't think Toys R Us was on like a level of Amazon. Not even close.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. Toys R Us is whack. So is everyone's like credit card debt like forgiven at Toys R Us? Because
first of all, who opens a Toys R Us credit card? Don't do that.
I had a Babies R Us. Does that mean Babies R Us is closed? Because now I'm really confused.
Must be.
No, Babies R Us is fine because people still shop there.
Yeah, Babies R Us makes more sense.
Toys R Us is just no. Even though they had like baby stuff in Toys R Us. Whatever. See ya. R.I.P. Now Jeffrey's unemployed.
Who's Jeffrey?
Giraffe. Damn, Cooper, he did not go to Toys R Us. He doesn't even know what the fuck is going on. I know this.
The Toys R Us kid,
to be a Toys R Us kid thing, but I didn't know there was a whole stupid.
I didn't know the fucking giraffe had a name.
Yeah, Jeffrey with a G, Geoffrey.
Geoffrey.
Yeah, you know how popular that name's gonna be now.
Less popular.
Yeah, you got it. I think I drink so much less water on the weekend that I just severely start to dehydrate. Less water on the weekend.
I've been fucking up. I've been drinking no water, getting pimples now.
You don't drink water during the week?
I do, but I just been slacking lately.
It's so dangerous how important water is. And like, I can't go like a day without drinking like 2 liters or else I feel like I'm actually dying.
Yeah. I usually chug a gigantic cup before I go to work in the morning. That helps me. That's like, gives you energy.
Does it?
Yeah.
I think that's just like a myth. I don't think that actually does anything.
Maybe.
You also drink coffee, though.
I kind of stop the coffee, though. I'll get a small cup, like, some point in the day.
Do you finish it?
Barely.
Stop drinking coffee. It doesn't help you.
I know. I kind of stopped. I get one at, like, 3:30. Gives you some, like, end-of-the-day energy, but that's it.
Oh, my God. What? Megan. Megan. She just wrote to me on Instagram. I don't know if she can hear us, but she said, go see Black Panther.
Wow.
Like, how did she know we were just talking about that?
Well, that's the plan, if we could ever get out of the house.
It's too late to go now, so. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. How did she? How could she hear? How could she hear us talking about Black Panther?
You know what's crazy is the other day I was sitting down, and I realized how terrible my posture was. And I was just thinking about it. I was just literally just thinking about it.
Mine's really bad.
Then I was scrolling through Instagram, and then an ad came up for this machine that straps around your shoulders and like keeps your spine straight.
Yeah.
I'm like, these motherfuckers are listening to us. Or they're just not even listening. I didn't say it. I didn't even say it out loud.
You just thought about it?
I just thought about it. Isn't that crazy?
No, but you know how when you're talking about something and then you see an ad for it on Instagram?
No, I get that, but I was just thinking about it.
Oh, I don't know.
I was like, God, I was in the park with Daisy and I said, oh my God, my posture is terrible.
But did you get an ad for it on your phone?
Yeah, on Instagram as I'm scrolling through. Something to fix your posture.
Oh, fuck.
That's way too much of a coincidence. Oh, like, you had to see this machine. Weird. Nobody's ever buying this thing.
No, they have, like, a little thing, like a
yeah.
Like a sensor that'll, like, buzz
you.
Oh,
no, not that. Yeah.
It won't, like, I don't think it's hard. It'll just, like, vibrate a little and it'll remind you to, like, keep your back straight. I don't know who sits up completely straight all day long, but let me find someone who does so I can learn from them, because I sit like a hunchback of Notre Dame 100% of the time.
Yeah,
and
I've been.
I try not to. Like, shoulders back is the hardest part. Like, sitting up straight is, you know, I can sit up relatively straight, but like that? Let me see how you're sitting.
Oh, I got him leaning back.
Yeah, but like, your shoulders are at your ears. You gotta relax your shoulders.
No, but my arms are high.
So put them down. Don't do that.
It's scary, though, seeing those ads.
Yeah. But even like I was saying, when you're talking about something and then you see an ad for it on Instagram, even though you never searched for it, why do you understand that?
No, I don't understand. That's just weird.
That's weird as well, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'll see, like, I don't even know. I can't even think of one right now. But, like, I saw, like, I was talking about something and see an ad for it, never searched for it, never thought about it otherwise. And I don't have my Siri on. So how the fuck does my phone know what's happening?
They're just listening all the time.
How? No. See? This is why people want guns.
NSA.
Your phone. You're going to shoot your phone. You got to protect yourself from the government because you don't know when they're coming.
So what are you doing? You shooting your phone?
You're just shooting your phone, boarding up your house, like not paying your bills, not paying your taxes. I don't know. It's crazy people. Well. Yeah, then you're ready. You're just prepared.
You'd probably die instantly, honestly.
Well, I don't know. People think they need guns to protect themselves from the government taking over it. Like they have a chance. Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Like, the regular civilian thinks that by having an arsenal of guns, they can protect themselves against the government. Like, the government's not going to come and kill your whole family and then kill you without even blinking.
Well, that was written in describing the Second Amendment.
So that's going to happen? What are you saying?
I think back then it was more likely, obviously, than now.
Like, I don't understand. I don't get it. It's more likely now, or it's not more likely now? Why is that the argument now, though?
I don't think they use that argument that much anymore.
I think
it's more just to just protect the home rather than to protect themselves.
No, this, what's it called? The state taking over? What is that called? You said it before. Not today, but you said it before.
Like a police state?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Martial law.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not possible anymore.
It's always a possibility, but I think that's, if you're talking about the people that are arguing for the Second Amendment, it's less of an argument now than it used to be. It's more for people that want guns to just protect themselves.
From what? The everyday intruder?
Intruders or just crazy people on the street.
Like, what?
I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying what I think. think people relate that amendment to more nowadays?
I can't get on board with any of that. So I don't know what the thought process is, but
there's a good you ever hear that podcast called Radiolab? They had a good episode on this, on the Second Amendment.
Who does it?
I forget what the name, WCNY or something like that.
WNYC.
What did I say?
WCNY.
Oh, same thing.
It's called Radiolab?
Yeah, it's really good.
I feel like I heard of it, but who's on it?
I don't really know them. They're not, like, it's kind of like a newer version of NPR where they do.
Okay, yes.
It's
yes,
really
yes,
good.
Yes, okay.
They had a really good episode on how, like,
I heard I was Black listening Panthers to them before about something else, but not about this, not about guns.
Yeah, they got some awesome stuff.
Cool.
Really cool stuff.
So we just gave them a plug, so we're expecting one back. Thanks.
It's an awesome podcast. They had a good one on the Second Amendment.
I keep forgetting what I was going to say to you. I was going to say something, but whatever. I think this was a good comeback for you, James.
I'm always good.
No, don't do that.
I'm always good.
No, don't do that. We're happy to have you back.
Who's we? It's just me and you.
And
oh, thanks.
We being me and the people. Honestly, I think my solo episode did better than any of ours together, but
that's
I'm not
going to. So not
I'm not going to toot my own horn. I mean, I'm not going to do. I did, but I'm not going to do it. I did it, but I'm not going to do it. So sit on that. But we're happy to have you back, James.
Thanks.
Just keep your shit under control now.
Like,
don't
what?
Don't try to wild out because you'll be trying to get crazy. You be trying to get crazy and act like you run shit, and I need you to. I need you to know that you don't.
Like when? Like when?
I don't know. Earlier, you were trying to pop off, and I don't appreciate that. So, but I digress. Thanks for getting litty.
That's it. You're done.
You got stuff to say because I can't get a thought out today, and I just feel like. You want to touch? Did you really listen to the last podcast?
Yeah.
Do I talk to myself like that?
I might have missed that part.
Okay. Because I asked you in the podcast, so you didn't listen to the whole thing. I said, I talk to myself all the time. I wonder if this is how I sound when I normally talk to myself because I said some fucked up shit. I don't know where
it came
from.
Yeah, you went
from.
Really hard.
I went left out of nowhere. I'm sorry. I don't know where the thoughts came from. They just come out. But.
Do you talk to yourself? Yeah, I guess so.
Do you ever hear me talk to myself?
No.
Yes or no? You
no.
might not.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Because I talk to myself a lot of the time, especially when I'm alone. I mean, when other people are there, it's like I'm talking to them, but I'm not. But I talk to myself when I'm alone all the time.
Yeah, I never heard it.
Okay.
I guess if that's what it sounds like, you got some demons up in your head. Because that podcast was super.
It's a blessing and a curse, you know? Like,
but that episode was super dark.
It was?
You were just like really aggressive.
I don't think I was aggressive. I think I was just being truthful. I think I was just being real, being honest.
Who are we talking about?
Don't matter. Don't need to give her any more airtime.
Oh, her, it's a her.
Could be a her, could be a he. I'm not 100% sure. I never seen the junk down there.
That's.
So, we don't know.
Okay.
So, you already know who it is, so why are you acting stupid? Like, you don't know. It doesn't matter. Don't give her any more airtime.
Okay. I forgot who it was already.
So, you didn't even listen to the episode, so I don't expect you to know anything. That's
just
really disrespectful.
I listened to like nine minutes
with you. No, I need a divorce lawyer. Anybody know a good divorce lawyer?
It's an annulment right now, so.
Yeah, annul this shit, because I can't.
You still got time.
I got time. I definitely got time.
Like 4 months.
I got 4 months. 4 months. I'm dead. 4 months to get this removed, this scrubbed off my record.
It's a blemish on your record?
It's like a felony. I gotta go. I gotta get more water. I gotta go.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah.
You happy?
Yeah, I guess.
You want to plug the new podcast coming or you don't? Because you seem like you
want to
drop some hints. So.
Let's look at a date first.
Look at a date. See when we have it on and pop it. I feel like we should have it out by like next week. But
I'm gonna say the second week in April. The week of the 9th, we'll put it out there.
Okay.
You want to plug it and give it what it's about? You want to do it next episode? closer to.
What do you think?
Let's do a next episode when we're closer to the release.
Next Sunday's Easter.
Okay.
I'm just saying. So we're gonna have time on Easter.
Yeah, we'll do something.
Okay. So stay tuned next week for the ultimate reveal. Reveal.
Yeah, I guess.
Sneak peek. Whatever you want to call it, I don't really give a fuck. It's just something. It's a new podcast coming. It's not that deep. Just stay tuned.
Stay on the lookout for Running Back Training.
No. We're not doing that. Delete all that shit.
Delete all that shit.
All right. Peace.
Peace.